check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
New CBS Monday.
Federal agents!
Hands where we can see them!
NCIS Hawaii is back.
About to set it all on fire.
New criminals to catch.
Armed robbery, aggravated assault, murder.
And new investigations to be solved.
These guys were good, but even masters make mistakes.
Vanessa Lachey and featuring LL Cool J.
Violin Island, you got it.
Welcome to paradise.
A new NCIS Hawaii, Monday, 10, 9 Central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
It's the Governor's Cup Game Day Cards Cast as Louisville makes a short trip east to Lexington to take on rival Kentucky. Cardinals looking to end the three-game snap against the Wildcats coming into the game. Winners of five of their last six, Kentucky stumbles into the game, losing five of their last seven, but the Wildcats are a three-point favorite. Let's discuss it. I am Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling. And Jody, it's kind of coming into this final game of the regular season. It is kind of a two teams on different trajectories at the moment.
If you would have, we'd have done this podcast. We need to do that one year. We need to do the Kentucky Louisville podcast at week five and then yeah. At the end too, just to see how different it would be. Because think about the difference this year. And I tried to go back, Michael, real quick and look, but I can't find it right now. But what the FBI said, the ESPN FBI thing said back, you know, after that week five or week six, after Louisville lost to Boston College, or even the bye week, when all that noise was going on, what they said that said about this game. And if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it upwards of like 75% or 80% chance that Kentucky was going to win at one point this year, I believe?
Yeah, I don't know if it got up to 80, but I think it was in the 70s. I mean, it was pretty resounding, and it hung out in the 60s, at least mid-60s, for quite a while. And then obviously Louisville started turning things around. The defense made a few adjustments and really woke things up. And, you know, it was narrowing for a while. And now Louisville for the last few weeks has been the slight projected favorite.
It is a crazy, just the way that this season has gone for both of these two teams. And quite honestly, I could see this game going 100 different ways, Michael. I really could. I think it's probably my prediction's a little higher than I want it to go as far as point total. I do think it's going to be the over-under is 40, and that's very intriguing. My actual point total that I picked of the game goes over, but I'm not so sold that, you know what I mean? I sit here now thinking, gosh, should I change my score? Because I really do think that it's going to be a really close game, and in the end, it's a defensive score or a miscue or a field goal miss or a bobbled snap. There's a lot of things that can play into this, and I don't know. I'm excited for the game, but I'm also a little apprehensive because it's like everything's going really well for football. Even that, you know, I mean, it just, you want them. I want to see them continue it for one more week and get to a bowl game and play with a little house money. If you win this one and you get to 8, you know, there is a really good opportunity. I don't think that Louisville will finish as the highest ranked team outside of the ACC, outside of Clemson. I don't think that will happen, but they could finish as the second highest, because you really have to think about it that, Michael, if Louisville beats Kentucky, North Carolina is going to drop already a little bit. I think they were 18, maybe, weren't they? 17 or 18. 17, 17. They're already going to drop a little bit. If they get beat by Clemson, they're going to drop a little bit more next week. So Louisville will probably be the third highest ranked team in the ACC, with Clemson, you know, being that one. And it's, that's just wild to me to think that that's the case. Now, with that said, Louisville's got to win this game, but that just goes to show you how this script has flipped in 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 7 weeks.
Yeah, you know, and I want to go back to your point about, you know, trying to pick a score for this game and talking about the, you know, the over under and it's sitting at around 40 points, and it's how it's tempting to take the under in that. I mean, you look at the national statistics for scoring defense, and what two programs are tied for 19th nationally? Louisville, Kentucky, allowing 19.6 points per game. I mean, I think that kind of tells you what to expect, what kind of game to expect. And I think if either team gets to 20 points, they're probably in a good spot. I pick a little bit higher than that. But I think that 20 point barrier could be the difference between a win and a loss.
Yeah, I definitely think it could be. And again, I think it's going to be, special teams are going to be huge. Louisville's had really good special teams this year. They're going to have to stay that way. If Louisville, I'm not talking just, just James Turner. I mean, from the very beginning, you know, Brock Trevelstead's got to put the kickoffs, if not in the end zone, really deep and make them hang a little to get good coverage. They need to get a couple return, you know, big return last week. If they can get some return yards, that would be great. Braden Smith has had so many hidden yards on punt returns this year. It's ridiculous, including one last week that I thought that ball, if it hits and goes one more bounce, it's probably going 35 yards. And instead he grabs it. And it was the one of the field goal, one of the times Louisville marched in for a field goal. So he saved yards there. And then obviously Mark Bassett and James Turner have got to have big games. So to me, in a game like this, especially with two rivals going at it and emotions are going to be high, the snaps, the holds, the extra points, the field goals, the punts and the returns are huge. You can't make a mistake in that part of the game. If you can do that with perfection and actually win the special teams, and your defense does what I think Louisville's defense can do, then the offense doesn't have to be great. They just have to be like they were last week, and that is move the ball some and get some points, you know. And so that's what I'm looking for, and I'm hoping that that's the case this week. It'll be a very good game, though, and I think it's one. Again, I can see 100 different scenarios, but I do think the one thing that, in my opinion, it's going to be a one-score game in the fourth quarter. I'd be surprised.
Yeah, I expect it to be a quote-unquote defensive game, and I think it's going to come down to which offense takes best advantage of the opportunities that one of those defenses is giving it. And we've seen, you know, Louisville struggle at times, get great position or not take advantage when they could build a margin. And then we've also seen them do well in those situations. But I think that's what it's going to come down to. When they get a short field or if there's a turnover or a turnover on downs, whatever the case may be, how they perform with a shortened field or whatever that case may be, do they get three? Do they get a score at all? You know, are they able to punch it in? That's something obviously Louisville has struggled with is getting those touchdowns once they're in the red zone. You know, that's got to be something that's really probably got to be a difference maker for Louisville today against the Wildcats. Is if you get into that red zone, it's got to be 7 and not 3. You don't want to leave, you know, points on the field when, especially when you expect a game between, you know, what is really two of the nation's best defenses right now.
Yeah, and again, it's going to be close. You can't make mistakes, and that's, to me, Michael, the one thing that for Louisville, I think the whole thing with Louisville's defensive line against Kentucky's offensive line is probably what either wins or loses this game, in my opinion. Yeah. If Louisville's defensive line can do what I think they can do against Kentucky's offensive line, then I think Louisville comes away with the win. If they get pushed around a little bit and don't do what they've been doing all season, then it's going to be tough for them to win this game again this year. But I do think I think they can do that. And I think that's why, to me, Louisville wins this game.
Hello, everyone. It's Mike Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Yeah, I like Louisville's chances as well. If the defense continues to play the way they've been playing, I think that sets up well for Louisville. And of course, you still have the question mark, who's, you know, the quarterback situation. Could we see both of them once they take the field today? Are we going to see Malik? Or is Brock going to get the start? I mean, how Louisville, you know, performs with whoever is, you know, behind center. You know, I think the last few weeks has been a pretty good testament on how, you know, whether it be Malik back there, whether it be Brock back there, the wide receivers has confidence with both of those guys. Running backs performing well with both of those guys. So, again, as we were talking about a minute ago, I think it's whenever those offenses can take best, you know, advantage of the opportunities the defense gives it is going to be the difference. And Louisville has shown, whether it's Brock or Malik, that they can do that. And they've had their struggles as well. But I think that's where, again, where it's going to be determined.
Yeah, I definitely do. I think it's going to come down to, I mean, it's in my opinion, from what I understand, it's definitely going to come down to a game time decision, a legitimate game time decision. And I don't think Scott Satterfield goes into Saturday knowing 100% that he's going to have Malik Cunningham for the game. I think there's still some question of that. I do think Brock is going to be the key to this game, because no matter what happens, he's going to have to either be ready or get ready to go. Gut feeling, if they play both of them, which we could see, that I think Brock probably starts. And we'll just see if we see him, if we see Malik or not, in this game. But I think Brock's going to be big. The offensive line's going to be big, because they're just going to have to keep both of them, you know, upright and sturdy.
And that's one thing I've loved about Brock. Obviously, you know, there's a lot of things that both quarterbacks can improve on. I mean, if we're being honest here, but one of the things that's really been impressive with me about Brock is we saw it down after down after down against Clemson. You know, he'll stand there in the pocket and take a hit if he thinks he can make the throw. He's shown he knows when to throw it away. So he's got the head, I think, to make the smart decision. So I think Louisville's okay if he makes, you know, if he's in there for a considerable amount of time, if he makes a start, whatever the case may be. I think Louisville's okay, as long as, again, they don't hurt themselves, and when they get a short field, they've got to take advantage of it. But you know, again, I'm like you, I'm expecting a close game, and I like Louisville's chances.
Yeah, no, I definitely think it's gonna be a close game. Look, Tyler Hudson, Tyler Hudson has quietly become one of the best receivers in the ACC. He can get to the 1,000-yard mark here with a couple of catches against Kentucky, and he can also get to just the status of, at some point or another, he's going to get another touchdown. He's got 956 yards or whatever it is and one touchdown this year. So at some point or another, he's going to get another touchdown. Hopefully that comes today. And then Juwar Jordan. If Juwar Jordan can do what he did last week against NC State, then Louisville's going to be just fine, in my opinion.
Yeah, you know, obviously would love to see Yasir and many of those guys on the defensive side of the ball have a big way to go out. You know, whenever I think, you know, Jody, and I might ask, well, I'll ask you, I'll throw this out and you think about it when I'm sharing this, a quick, brief Governor's Cup memory. But as we were talking about defense and seeing guys like Yasir have a big day potentially on his final regular season game as a Cardinal going against the rivals, I can't help but think back to 2005, you know, and what Elvis Dumervil did against Kentucky when he got those six sacks and what was a single game record, and then set the single season record with 20 and a half, I think is what it was. So obviously I'm not expecting somebody to have an outing like that, but you never know. I mean, we've seen some crazy defensive numbers this year. So any quick memory from the Governor's Cup, Jody?
Well, you know, I mean, there's so many good ones, and there's actually so many, there's a lot of bad ones too. But just think about this, Michael. Think about this for a second, okay? All the way back to 2013, okay? from 2014 till last year, the winning team scores 44, 38, 41, 44, 56, 45, 52. There has been a lot of points scored in this series. There hasn't been a team under 10 points, which Louisville got in 2018, that horrible year, the last year of the Petrino year. It was the last game. Lorenzo Ward was the interim. You'll remember it was at home in 2018. It was 56-10. Other than that game there, Michael, you have to go all the way back to 2008 and before that, 2004, to have where a team scored under 10 points. So since this since the renewal of this series, okay, since the renewal of this series, only twice has a team scored under 10 points. That was Louisville shut out Kentucky in 04, 28-0, and Kentucky won 27-2 in 2008. So this is one where the this is one where you think, Michael, that I'm not saying it's good because I did not pick 9-6, but that is one of the scenarios I can see with this is a very low scoring game.
Yeah, I think the potential is there for something like that. But again, I didn't pick that low either as well. But yeah, whatever the case may be, I'm sure there will be some more memorable moments that stem from this game. Hopefully it's one where we see the red and black and white carrying the Governor's Cup trophy off of Kroger Field at the end of the game.
Yep. Scott Satterfield told me on his radio show earlier in the week, he said, look, this is a game where we haven't been able to bring it up much in the recruiting circles or wherever, even just out. He goes, this is one though. He goes, we're tired of that. We want to be able to bring it up. We want to be able to remind those guys for the next year who won this game. And Louisville hasn't been able to do that for a while. So it would be nice to have that and be able to do that. And I think that Louisville will do that in the very end. This has been for Michael McCammon. This is Jody Demling, Cardinal Authority's Cards Cast, a game day edition. The Governor's Cup, Louisville at Kentucky, kickoff at 3:00 in Lexington. Keep clicking Cardinal Authority. We got all the coverage for you.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Host Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Duzable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.